This is Day to Day from NPR News. A few lights here, a reindeer there. Dressing up the house for the holidays is a vibrant tradition in this country and one that has roots in our most ancient experiences.
It's almost like there's a primal urge to bring light to the darkness. And I kind of think it goes back that far, this whole Christmas decorating in your front yard to light it up.
For three decades, Texas photographer Christina Potoski has been documenting what she calls holiday yard art. Over the course of 30 seasons, she's produced a huge body of arresting, beautiful, sometimes ironic images. A circle of lights around a satellite dish. Santa mounted on horseback. A manger scene with Smurfs mingling among the wise men. Earlier this week, the photographer spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
What is it about these decorations that fascinates you?
When I started to think, what would a foreigner think that came to the country cold and not know about our tradition of decorating at Christmas, they would find it to be a very curious thing to see all these little mini Disneylands in people's front yards and Coney Islands and little Las Vegases.
Well, it is interesting that you remark upon the Coney Island-ness of it, because in many of your photographs, there is this mix of the secular and the spiritual. You have a photograph of a creche, for example, with a snowman in the middle of it.
I call these cultural collisions, and I think it's a very American thing for people to work beyond the labels, not worry about it all fitting together. I've seen like Porky Pig worked into a Christmas decoration. This year, I found one of the most amazing displays was Star Wars Robot Christmas. So everything is sacred is basically what the message is.
Everything is sacred.
And everything is sacred.
There's one picture in particular. It's actually in the Life magazine special Christmas issue this year. It's a big American car, one of those, it looks like a Cadillac Eldorado or something, with longhorns on the hood covered in lights.
That was taken in 1996. It's the work of Jack Ward and Brian Rumpel in Dallas. I'd been out photographing all over the Northwest for about a week. I was dead tired. It was New Year's Eve, so it was the last night that it was going to be up. So I got the equipment out and went over there very reluctantly because I was really tired. But I am so glad I did because it's the only year they did it. They did it just that year, and it was so much work. Every night they had to go out and restring lights because the wind would blow them or people would knock them down.
How do you find your subjects?
A lot of times through tips. Friends tell me, enough people know that I've been doing this that they'll tell me about, oh, there's a great place here. A lot of times I'll just hit a dead end and I'll go to into a 7-Eleven and say, ask just out loud, has anyone seen any good Christmas lights? And I've gotten some good leads that way. Some of my best leads have been just when I'm lost and have no idea where I am and I just stumble on something.
What is it about the houses that you photograph that attracts you? What is it? What particular element do they have that the other ones don't have?
I look for houses that show heart. People that are expressing their own inner aesthetic. It's not about how much money you have or how many lights there are, because some of the places that I photographed might just have two strings of light, but they're just placed so perfectly on their house that it just makes a really great photograph that has a lot of impact.
And you're still doing it.
I am still doing it. And actually, occasionally, certain years, I'll just not have the enthusiasm for it that I normally do. This year, somebody had told me about a house, and I thought, okay, I'll go see it. And I went and saw it, and truly, I thought that I had seen it all, and this house just literally took my breath away. It might be the best house that I have ever seen in my 30 years. So imagine my surprise. This house that I found is in Palm Springs, California. It's the work of Kenny Irwin Jr., and he's actually a very talented artist, and he just went overboard. His theme is Star Wars Robot Christmas, and he has huge 30-foot tall robots that are decorated, and he has like a bank of video monitors that are playing the original Star Wars. Not everybody would find it to be that festive, but for me, it was unbelievable because, like I say, I just think I've seen quite a bit. I've never seen anything that has come close to this.
Is that also what attracts you, is the immense garishness of them?
No, actually, I even like the very modest ones. I kind of prefer those because they say more about the people. It's more of a personal expression. It's interesting, a lot of these people that do the decorations are not wealthy people at all. One woman that's in the Bronx is a baker's assistant, and she does it every year. She's famous for doing it. It's her time of the year that she's a star. And I've seen that over and over, where people will start to decorate and then they get attention for it, and it sort of spurns them on to do more and more. And some people do it for 30 years in a row till their legs give out or till they can't get on the ladder anymore.
And some people photograph them for 30 years.
I can't believe that I'm still doing it because I quit several times. I've just said, okay, I have enough. I've documented this tradition. I don't need to do it anymore. But then I run into a house like I did this Christmas, and it just gets me going again.
Christina Petoskey is the author of Merry Christmas America, and as her gift to you this season, you can see some of her photographs on our website, npr.org. And Christina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand with that interview.